Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going back to Daf Chesamad Aleph, which we discussed last week. We discussed Kiveger on the bottom of Chesamad Aleph, that he cites the Ramban. It's a mistake I have in my Kiveger, Pashas Chukas. It's in Pashas Matos. I assume you probably have it corrected in your Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kiveger, in the Daf and Daf Chesamad Aleph. That afilu bekiyum mitzvah say en chalos im nishba lekayim mitzvah mitzvah v'lo kiyum enu mischayim mishum shvua v'lo korban v'lo malkus.
They change it.
Yeah, okay, so I have an old Gemara, Baruch Hashem. I changed it in my old Gemara years and years ago. Anyway,
it's supposed to be
sorry.
It's be matos, right?
It should be matos, right? Right.
This is a
printing error. So now let's read the Gemara again. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Minayin shenishboi l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, shenema nishbati l'kayim ha-lishmor mishpitei tzikecha. So the Pasuk in Tehillim uses Lashon Shvuah, Minayin shenishboi. This is the subject, as we mentioned last week, of Machlokes HaRishonim. We'll see in a moment in the Ran. And the Gemara right away assumes that we're talking about a Shvuah. V'alo mushba v'hemi mehar Sinai. What's the nature of this shul, the Kaimis HaMitzvah, when this is something that we already accepted a long time ago at Har Sinai? Elo HaKamashon, the Shogle, the Inish, the Zuzi, and Afshe. A person can go and accept upon himself a commitment for the purpose of Ziruz. Later on, the Gemara has, of course, Nidre Ziruzin. So let's just read the Ran on this small section, where it says, "V'alo mushba v'omri v'har Sinai amadav chesam ad alof." The Ran is in on the left hand column, on the sixth line. "V'alo mushba v'omri v'har Sinai elokam ashvulon," says the Ran, "mistabuli dochi pirusha." The meikara kasol zayich and the abgidul asa hashminon sheshvua chola al dvar mitzvah kidvar harishus. Shvua kimichal an advar mitzvah. Umuchacha minikasa nishbati v'akayima.
So there the Torah says, Lahara Ulahitim, Bidvara Shus Ksiv Kra, below Bidvar Mitzvah.
So therefore, that is talking about Nanadvar Mitzvah, and here we're obviously speaking about Dvar Mitzvah, the Chitema Hani Milu the Korban, the Lahara Ulahitim Gabi Korban Ksiva. Dafka, it's written in the context of the Korban. There is still a bal yachil, even if I am nishba the kaim dvar mitzvah. Came my nishbat v'keima, hoch yavel meima denid mita mitzvah mikorban lo mita bal yachil. Ki lechazin hasem perek shvur shlayim basa the milsa the less of a lavehen. So the Ran here has a shchidish. The shvur is chal legabi malchus. The shvur is not chal legabi korban, but the shvur is chal, says the Ran, Legabi Malkus, the Malkus of the Yachal Devaro, Chayosim Mipiv, Yaseh. That's the position of the Ran. The Ramban, as we just saw on the bottom of the page, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban contends that a Shvuah, the Kaimis HaMitzvah, is not Chal at all. Because, as the Ramban says here on the bottom, we're talking about Chetze Shamayim, and therefore Chetze Shamayim, Amufka Legamri, from a Shvuah, it's Mushba Be'emim HaSinai, and therefore the Ran and the Ramban are Chalukim. There is a Ritva.
According to the Ramban, you're allowed to do it.
Correct.
This doesn't have any halachic significance.
Has no status, al pi halacha, what you call significance. The Ritva over here, if you have the Ritva in the back of your Gemara, that's where the Chishur Ritva is found in Masech and the Dorim. It's found in the back of the Masechta. Someone asked me why they published the Ritva in the back of the Masechta. There's no Ritva in any Masechta published in the tome itself. And the answer is, Masechta Nedarim is a completely and totally separate entity. Because we mentioned last week that there's no Rashi on the Nedarim. The Rashi on the Nedarim is not Rashi. And we mentioned that the Ran is the Rashiva on the Nedarim. And therefore the Ritva also was published here. So the Ritva here in Daf Yud Zayin
Medalev.
What?
Is this like similar to Yerushalmi Nedarim?
So someone told me that statement, but I'm not sure what that means.
What does that mean?
Type of language?
So it could be in terms of language. Enkanami. It's very possible. I'm not a mumche.
Do we have Nidam in Yerushalmi?
I think so. I'm not a mumche in Yerushalmi, so I can't really comment. Someone told me that this week, what you just, what Rabbi Mendes just mentioned. But the Ritva says here, a Chiddush Gadol.
Does it not edit it as well as the rest of Shas?
That's for sure. Ain Shum Sofek. So the Ritva is on Daf, Yud Zayinim and Aleph. I don't know exactly how to tell you where to find the Ritva, but I'll show you where it is. On this, in the back of the Ritva, take a look in the back of the Ritva. On Daf, Yud Zayinim and Aleph, Divya Masl Ketzad. He has a Shita that ain't shua chalal shua, and then he adds something which is a massive chiddush. He says it becomes a shua shov. That's what the Ritva writes over here on this sugya. Let me see if I can find it for you. It should be Divya Maslo Ketzad. Just 1 second. Just hold on 1 second. Let me just see if I can. It should be on this sugya, on page, I guess, Aleph and Beis, if you want to call it, Dapia Rif here, where the Ramban Rif, Mekei Yosef and Ritva are published. So here, you see where it says, Amrav Gidl? Amrav, on the Aleph and Beis, or page 2, I don't know if you have the same pagination that I do. You do? Yeah? So on the in the back of the Ritva, it says, Amrav Gidl Amrav, everyone have that? Minayin she'nishvar l'kayim samitzah. Pirish v'lohavi shu ha'shov. Right on that halacha. It's towards the bottom of the page. Pirish v'lohavi shu ha'shov. Me'hai lishna d'naktina minayin she'nishvoyim l'aminun. Minayin she'chol ha'shu l'kayim samitzah. Shaminin d'ateru d'ikol yishov l'kayim samitzah. V'leka mishim shu ha'shov. So that's what the Ritva writes. That the Ritva is dealing with the issue of it becoming a shu ha'shov. The Ritva shita is a shua that's not chal automatically becomes a shua shov. If it has no chalos, the Ramban and the Ran do not agree with that position. So let's just summarize the three positions over here. Position number one is that of the Ran, that the Ran says here, Daf Ches Menal, the shua is chal, the gabi malchus, but not the gabi korban. The sheet is the Ramban, that shua, that's the Ramban on the bottom, and also the Ramban in the back as well, that the Ramban says, the shua, the kaimis ha-mitzvah, is not chal bechlal because chetz shamayim mushma v'yemim hasinai, and the Ritva says that ain't shua the kaim shua chala, and it's even a shua shov.
What did the Gittel say?
Okay, 1 second. I wish to discuss this matter. So there's a Rambam that I hear Xerox for you. It means the Ritva has a sheet apparently that any shua that's not chal automatically becomes a shua shov. In general, it's very hard. We know what shua shov is. The Gemara says in shuas. A shua shav is when a person swears on this shtender that it's a shtender. You swear on the shulchan that it's a shulchan. That's called a shua shav. Rasul Eshi once, the Shir Aser Sadibris, he explained that, you have to take a look at the Targumim on those psukim. Lo sisa Hashem Hashem alokecha lashav. Ki lo yinake Hashem isa sheyisa shmo lashav. Twice the word shav mentioned the pasuk, two different translations of the Targum. But the word shav basically means lechinam. Rasul Eshi, in a burst of inspiration, maybe I'll call it that. So he suggested that, he quoted a medrash. I don't know where that medrash is. Maybe you could find it. Dr. Mazenkis, you probably could find it with your monumental bekias. So the medrash says, every word that emerges from a person's mouth, a person is given X number of words in his lifetime to use, and a person speaks, and there's no toelis. The Rav quoted the Rambam, Pir Shem Mishnayis.
That's not a bubble?
There's some medrash.
It's Shayachnum, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So anyway, there's some medrash like that that indicates that a person should be exceptionally cautious, careful with the language, and he quoted the Rambam, Pir Shem Mishnayis. This gave it a nigla kind of status. The Rambam says, Pir Shem Mishnayis, that Dibri Chochma, Dibri Torah, or Dvarim Chiyuniim, Tzvachim Hechrechim. Those are the three areas that a person is allowed to speak about. Dibrei Torah, Dibrei Chachma, or, let's say, the needs of one's household, something along those lines. But outside of that, that's called Shav. So Asal Veshik said, and this is why I'm very I try, but I'm not always matzliach. But I think in general, when a person is about to say something, whatever it may be, whether it's Divrei Torah, Divrei Chochma, he should think about it beforehand. He should consider what he's about to say, as opposed to just Stam Prattle, P-R-A-T-T-L-E, which is essentially what most of the world is all about, Stam Prattle. But so that's not a good thing. That's called Ashav. Okay, that's an editorial comment. But here, I want to show you, in the Lashon HaRambam, that's what I Xerox for you, on page number one. And these Rambams, to me, are very convoluted. I'll be honest. I've been studying it the whole week. He has here, in page number one, Shvu Ashav, the Rambam tells you, in Halacha Dalet, see what I'm reading? Shvu Ashav, Nechlekes Le'arba Machlokot. There are four categories of Shvu Ashav. And now the Rambam starts describing what exactly these four categories are. Before I read the Rambam, again, these are Rambams that are well known to us. So, Acha Shenishba Al-Dava Hayadua She'en O'Kain. Kagon Shenishba Al-Do Ishu Isha. V'Al-Do Isha Shu Ish. V'Al-Amit Shol Shai Ishu Shol Zoh. V'Chin Kol Kerotzi B'Zeh. That's the Sugi and Shavuos.
Nowadays it's all... Nowadays it's not clear. That's
a question. Hashnia. Hashem, sense of humor is overwhelming. Hashnia. Shenishba al-dabba yadua, I'm reading halacha hey. She'en bo safik lo'odam shu kein. Don shenishba al-shamayim shu shamayim. That's what I'm just talking about. V'yala eben, she'hu eben. V'yala shnayim she'em shnayim. V'chein kol yotzi b'zeh. She'ze ha'dabba e'en bo safik lo'odam shalim. K'dei l'tzadik ha'dabba b'shua. See, he drove... The Rav commented on this Rambam. What did you add? What chidush? So he spoke to us, those who are going to become Rabbonim. It was a kenis, a kind of smicha kenis, where you give a drasha, make sure that there should be some chidush there. Ain't makes medrash well chidush. Otherwise, you're in violation of this Rambam. Shlishes, shenishba levata samitzah, keitzen gom shenishba shalisati betzitzis, shalil bashtrilin, shalishe besukah, b'chag asukas. This last line of the Rambam is a bit problematic. Yom Tov is an Easter Daraisa to fast. But Shabbos, the Gemara says, a tiny chaloyim is mutar on Shabbos. Okay, well, you had to be mashlim, beseder. But be'efim, b'ofen ekroni, a tiny chaloyim is mutar on Shabbos. Okay, they ask the kasha in this Rambam. And then Revius, shenishba al dover shem bokoach lasos. Ketzag no shenishba shol ishan shol shuyomim. Laila v'yom retzufim. But the Gemara says, "Makan osov yoshin la'alter." Oshelit omklum shibas yom retzufim. Then kol gerotzi b'zeh. So kol anishba shua shom mi'arba shua seilu over belosas v'shenem elosis hashem hashem lokech al hashov yimhoy amazed lokem yimhoy shogeg patu miklum. So all these are arba shuos that al hashov mi'ikru dedinam de natchal. But again, a shua l'kaimis hamitzvah, which is, according to the Ramban, it's not chal because chetze shamayim are mufka from a kiyum shua and not included in a shua shua mikra adin. So the problem with this ritva, who there's a long ritva, you have to read the whole ritva, who comes with this idea that perhaps there might be a shua shua, what does he do with this Gemara here? Let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara says, and we'll read the ritva in the back. So the Gemara says, Amar Gidl. Minayin shenishboin b'kayim esamitzah shenema nishbati b'kayim alishma b'shrei tzikecha. Frek tegibah v'alu mushba v'enem mehasinai ha'kamashvelon d'sharlein enish l'zuzi nafshei. So what do you see from the Gemara? It's not a shua shav. Mamash a clawed Gemara against the Ritva. So the Ritva is bothered by this kasha, obviously. So I'm going to read the Lashon of the Ritva here in the back. Ritva says, U'porich v'alu mushba v'yomim mehasinai pirish de'en shua chadal shua afilu l'kayim. He says that that's exactly what the Gemara is concerned about. And he writes, I'm skipping a little bit, Loki al hashniya mishum shua shov. So he has this chiddush, that the shua that you're trying to articulate becomes a shua shov. Eich David nishba aleim lekaimam v'abishua levatolo. And that's the Gemara's kasha. The Ritva learns pshat the Gemara's kasha. How could you go ahead and take a shua lekaim mitzvah? It's a shua shov. That's the way the Ritva learned pshat in the question of the Gemara. What's the answer? The Gemara's answer is, Hakamashvan, I'm reading the Ritva again. The Shara Lezuzah, the Nafshe Klomar, I Chazi Dimiyayish Min HaMitzvahs. Wow, what does that mean? Person sees that he's getting a rifyon regarding Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Miyayish Min HaMitzvahs. Shara Lezuzah, the Nafshe Lekunimina B'Shua. So then he's allowed to go ahead and take this kind of a shua in order to energize himself. Came in the midst of the gufe. V'kimlei demukim shuasov v'lahav yeshuashov. What does that mean? Because he's understanding the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was mushba v'aymeid. So how could you say it's a shuashov? I mean, how could you make such a shua when it's a shuashov mushba v'aymeid? What's the answer? The answer is, it's not a shuashov. And in general, according to the Ramban, since the shuah is not chal, what zeros is there? What action, what kind of zeros are you engaged in? And even the Lashon of Gemara... One second, before that's a separate issue. That's the Ram, the beginning of the Havizim with Alba. Regarding shuah, yes, B'Shem Hashem, not B'Shem Hashem, but the Lashon of Gemara is Mushba Be'omei Mehar Sinai. So, I heard in one of the drushas of Rav Soloveitchik, nothing to do with this. So the Rav commented on that phrase, Mushba V'yomim Mehar Sinai, the Rav is the Kasha. There was no Shvua B'Sinai. Where was there a Shvua? By Matan Torah. What does this mean, Mushba V'yomim Mehar Sinai? You hear that, Kasha?
What was the Shvua aspect?
Yeah, the Lashon the Gemara here. Mushba B'Emim HaSinai, there was no Shua B'Sinai. Maybe Matan Torah there was a Shua. But what's Mushba B'Emim HaSinai? So, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, and this is Russia, you probably heard this. So he suggested, I thought, this is a bit, again, out. He thought that the Gemara has in mind the brachos and klolos that I found in Parshas B'Chukosai, Kisavo, and Yitzavim. In other words, the Gemara is referring to the Krisas Bris of Sinai, which was a bris, called the Bris Sinai. And then we have a bris of Arvos Moav. That's the bris that the Torah records at the end of Parshas Kisavo. Eila Dibri Abrish, Asashiva, Hashem is Moshe, Lichos is Bnei Yisrael, the Eretz Moav, Milvan Abris, Ashakar Asitam, Bechorev. So over and above that bris of Chorev, we have the bris of Arvos Moav. And that's the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, I think it's on Daf Chav Tes. So the Gemara says in Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashbiyam, that he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashbiya, Klav Yisrael, B'Shas Krisas Bris. But again, that also is very difficult to understand, that Shua of Krisas Bris, because how is this Chal? When a Shua is not Chal, the Kayim Mita Mitzvah. So you have to look at the Sugya over there in Shuas. I'm not telling you to do it right now, but I saw in the Marsha in Shuas, the Marsha writes that he, trying to understand this Lashon, of Mushba V'Evim HaSinai, Marsha said the Shua itself was Kabbalah Satorah. That if not for the Shua, we wouldn't be punished if we were to violate Kabbalah Satorah. So he understands when the Gemara says here, Mushba Be'emi Mehar Sinai, he understands it refers to the Shua of Kabbalah Satorah. That's what Mashiach writes in Shua, it's Nadav Chav Tesem and Aleph. That's also Tamuah, because Lechura, isn't that what we accepted upon ourselves when we said Nasa V'Nishma? What was the entire Nasa V'Nishma? We said Nasa V'Nishma, and the way Chazal described Nasa V'Nishma, so somehow, again, what emerges from this Gemara seemingly is that a Shua L'Kaimis HaMitzvah is not Chal. However, a Shua B'Torah's Krisas Bris, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, to Mekayim the Torah, that is Chal. That's the Mashmos of the Mashor and Shuas and Av Chav Tesem and Alf. I don't know if you understand it. I don't. I'm just telling you what the Mashor says. And Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph. Because he's essentially, and this goes back to this Gemara here again, that a person, what is he doing over here? When it says that a person is taking a shua, lezarez nafshe, means somehow there's no chalosh shua over here, but it's a chidush habris. Pasuk David HaMelech says, nishbati v'kayema lishmo mishpatei tzidkecha. And that's what the Ritva here seems to say also, the Lashon of the Ritva, a long Ritva over here. Litva seems to say the Chiddush of Krisas HaBris is only shayach by Tariq Mitzvah Torah, but not a second Shua that's come to be Mekayim the first Shua. No, there's no such thing. That would not be Chal. That would not take effect. That would be a Shua Shav. But what are we doing over here? We're engaged in apparently entire mitzvah, there's a shua that's chal on the gabra, midin krisas bris,
similar
and it's not called lashov.
Similar to the Beis Halevi.
By the way, it's come out exactly the Beis Halevi.
Right.
Exactly the Beis Halevi. Correct. It's the Beis Halevi has a famous comment. He has it at least two or three times. He wrote this in Chumash. V'yatem tiuli mamachas kodesh v'goy kodesh shekotzim mechilta tiumli kinuyimli. So he learns it's a din abdus. I mean, he has takasha from Rambam Hilchos Mekach HaMemkah. The Rambam paskins that how could a person engage in a Mekach HaMemkah when the item is not delineated, it's not defined? We can't engage in a sale. Where's the das makne? Where's the das kaina? We have an entire Torah given to us which was not exactly delineated or defined. So the answer is no, we're not. The commitment is not to the every particular item. The commitment is to become an Eved. And an Eved, of course, kol mashe adono omelo uchayav lasos. And therefore, it's Eved kani guf or kani. There's a shibur aguf, and that shibur aguf is the commitment that we make. So that's apparently what this whole shvua that the Gemara is speaking about over here is talking about. It's chal on the gabra, as Dr. Mazenka says, midin krisas bris, and therefore it's not considered to be a shvua shav. All this, by the way, what? Exactly, Rasul Halevi said a shiur on that too. On another occasion, he also used the Reis Halevi to explain Geirus. He discussed the Machlokes, the Rashi and the Ramban, by the Psukim that I found, the Gemara Chagiga, the Gemara and the Abtes. B'shloshu dvarim dichlus yisrael the bris, b'mila, utzvila, v'atzvaz domim. And that's based on the Psukim, the end of Pasha Mishpatim. Machlokes, Rashi and Ramban, Machlokes and Mechilt, Machlokes Tanoim. Was that before Man Teira, Yal Moshe Omer Alei Al Hashem. Atov v'aron, Nodav Aviv, v'shib Mizik Neisrael, and Rashi and Ramban both weigh in on that issue. Machlokes Tanoim, before Man Teira, after Man Teira, and he's trying to figure out the Rav Soloveitchik, the nature of this Geirus. Geirus divided into two. What happened before? What happened after? That's what he discussed. It's also the Beis Halevi. So I heard him, this Beis Halevi, about four or five times in the course of probably 20 years. But he essentially saw in this Marsha, in Shuas, in the Chav Tesim and Aleph, this Yisod. Namely, the Chavas Gadra, that the Krisas Bris, in effect, on the Tariq Mitzvahs, and therefore the Shua can be Chal, and it's not called the Shua Shav. Okay, I'm just telling you, I think the issue is a little bit too agadic for me.
But you're talking about a situation, not in the Nishma, is before there was a Chiyuv Mitzvah.
I understand.
Right?
But that was itself the Kabbalah. What does Nasa Nishma mean? That was the Kabbalah. That occurs in the context of Perek Yutes. Kodem Kabbalah Satera. Perek Yutes. V'yatem Shemoa Tishmu B'Kayle. V'shmadim Ez Brisi. Those psukim, poor Matan Torah, there's a commitment of Chavis Gavra to accept upon ourselves all these particular items.
I'm not sure, I don't understand what's bothering you about that.
What's bothering is this basic issue, the lashon of Mushba, the Omeid, the Gemara says here, Mehar Sinai. What is the nature of that lashon? Mushba v'omei mehar Sinai. There was no shua b'Sinai. The shua was regarding Mount Terra. That there was a shua. Now the Gabe Sinai. So that's what the Marsha has discussion. And that's what Asalvezi said, that what he meant, the Marsha was referring to the brachos klolos of all these parshas. So the Kikosai and Kisovo and Yisovim. I mean, the Krisas Bris. That's exactly what the Gemara says on Daf Chavtes and Shuas. I mean, you want to see that Gemara? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashbia, Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Krisas Bris, and that's exactly what we're talking about. But the question is, how's that Shua Chal? There's no Shua Chal HaKayimis HaMitzvah, so that's what the Marsha seems to suggest, that the Shua itself is Kabbalah Satera. If not for the Shua, we wouldn't be punished. Okay, I'm just saying over what basically he understood the Marsha.
It's like a Hufa. It's not like...
What do you mean by hufal? I mean, we were acted upon.
Right, it's like hufal and marki gigas. It's not like we...
Okay, maybe it's a...
That's good enough. It's not like we made a shvua necessarily. We were mushba.
Okay, so since I started with that, so now I just will maybe... I actually... Let me just see if I can find it now. I Xeroxed it. Take a look at the Rambam here. Let me see what page this on. Perek Yud Hilchos Shvuos Halacha Gimel. The Rambam, this is found on page number, I'm skipping a little bit now. I didn't plan on doing this. I think the Gemara in Shvuos, if I'm not mistaken, This is on page number five. Thank you. On page number five, there's a Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam says here, okay, here they're just talking about I meant Yud Aleph, sorry. Perek Yud Aleph, page number six. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. And we'll just read these three halachas, if you don't mind. The halacha Aleph says, Kshem Sheshua Shah B'Sherka B'Lo Sase, Kach Mitzvah Sase, She'ishova Mishin Yitzchai Shua B'Bezning, Kshem B'Shem. That's Shenem B'Shemot Yishoveya. Machlok is a Rishonim, had interpreted that pasuk, B'Shem, not B'Shem. Sheshua B'Shem HaGodol, V'HaKodesh B'Darki Avodahi. And the Rambam says, V'Hidur, and V'Kiddush Godol Hu L'Yishova B'Shmo. Rav Soloveitchik, Meshug Gavon, and this Lama. 25 hours. I'm not getting into it right now. And he couldn't deal with this Midaki Aveda, Hidur, Kiddush Gadol. What in heaven's name is he talking about? Halacha Beis Vasal Yishov B'Davar Echad Im Shmo B'Chal Meshati Davar Acher Im Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shua Neka Menayilam Shein Shem Shein Shem Mishavoy Lachal Gal Kobo Shenishboi B'Shmo Elo HaEchad Baruch Hu. Halacha Gimel. Here's the halacha which is now our Gemara. Umuto L'Odam L'Yishov Ala Mitzvah La sosag de zarzas atzmo. Ram says it's a heter. Yavo pi shu mushba le me hasina shenemar nishbati vakayema lishma mishbate tzikecha. So the Ram calls it a reshus, a heter. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Gemara says here, minayin shenishbayim vakayim, it's a mitzvah. What is the mashmos of the Ram? What would you say from the Ram here? And davchesem and aleph. Does the Ram hold it's a heter? Or does the Ram assume somehow that there's an element of mitzvah that's involved here?
Why?
So this is the subject of a lot of Rishonim.
What? How would you mean it to be a chova?
Well, that's not what Rashi in Chagiga. I didn't take Xerox a field. Rashi in Chagiga Daf Yud says that it's a mitzvah. There's also Ramban and Mechamas Hashem there in Shavuos at the end of the third parak. So there, the Ramban says, when it says in this Gemara, Nishvorim, the Kaivis HaMitzvah, it's not called Motzi Shem Shemayim LeBatola, it's called the Zoros V'Niskar. Milsa Dezuzi Nashe. So the Ramban holds that, as I said, it's a Zeros. Now, the Machlokes are showing him what exactly this is. A Heter? Is it a Mitzvah? Is it just the Zeros? Now, the reason why I said all this is because of the next Ramban on page number 7. This is the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvah. So now you've compelled me to discuss this. I'm skipped the whole first part of the what I was going to talk about, but let's do this first, and then maybe we'll come back to that, if we ever come back to it. So here in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes the following.
Page 7.
Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Zayin. Yeah, Sefer HaMitzvahs. He shetzivanu li'shova b'shmo, shenistarech l'kayim dover mi'advarim ola achisho. Ki b'zeh tiyeh hagdula the Hakavod v'Ha'ilui, Hu Amar Yisbarach u'Bishmo Tishoveya, u'Beber Amaro, Torah Hishava Bishmoi, v'Amar Torah Al Tishova. Ratzal Omar, Kemosh Hashvua Asher In Tzorech Eleho Mazim Imeno. If I don't have need for a Shvua, the Torah warns us not to do it. V'Mitzvah Salsase. Kein Hashvua Beis HaTzorech Mitzvah Ba V'Mitzvah Sei U'Lezeh Lohuta L'Yishavu B'Davu B'Kol HaNivroim K'ma Malochim V'Akechovim El Al-Tzad Chisorin HaMetzarek K'ma Shishavu B'Shemesh V'U Yirtzolomer Adon HaShemesh Yalzeh HaTzad Tishavu U'Moseinu B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Ma Nichbat Shmo Kilo HaNishba Nishba Ba'odon U'Misha Sholcho. This is Rambam is enigmatic beyond enigmatic. Okay, I'm not focusing on it right now. The chalei shelo yochavin anishba zeh v'nishba b'yechad anivroim la'amino sheyesh also ador v'amitas etzem at sheyeshava bo kvar ovad v'shitev davar acher. I'm on the next page number 8. Im shem shomayim asher bo ha'perush kol ha'mashat v'shem shomayim davar acher nekam ed ha'olam u'lezeh inyan kibin ha'kosov b'shmo tishoveya. But Salomar, Sheila Bilvad, Tamin Hoemes, So, from the Rambam Lechura, you see that just like we mentioned already, I think last week we mentioned that according to, we saw Nidre Gavoa, we saw the Ran, the beginning of the Abbez of Medalf. I have a Neder, Nidre Gavoa. Unlike Shuas Bitoy, so you have Nidre Isor, where there's no mitzvah say, because the Ika Chalois of Shuas Bitoy is simply the Azorah, and not to be Meshakeh, but Nidre Gavoa is a Kiyam HaMitzvah. Who had the Nidre Rambam? Misha Nishba, the Kayim is a mitzvah. He's Mekayim a mitzvah, Ubishmot Yishaveah. That itself is a mitzvah by itself. That's the Mashmos of the Rambam over here in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And as I just read a moment ago, in the book in Perek Yud Aleph again, which was on page number 6, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, which we just read, there the Rambam says pretty clearly, just like there's an Isur of Shua Sheker, the mitzvah say that you should swear in Bezdin B'Shem Hashem U'B'Shmo Tishaveah. Midaki Avoda. And Mutu L'Odem L'Shava L'Mitzvah L'Asosik L'Zarez Azatzmo Yal B'Shem Mushva Mi'Hasinai Nishbati B'Kayema. So it comes out according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of U'B'Shmo Tishaveah has two manifestations. Number one, Shvua Sadeyonim. Number two, Shvua L'Zarez Azatzmo. A Shvua for Zrizus L'Kayem Yisra Mitzvah. So that's also included in the Pasuk of U'B'Shmo Tishaveah. Okay, so that's another Rambam that I maybe will get to in the very beginning. I skipped that, but I decided I'm going to focus on this.
Swear to pay, not to pay?
Okay, this, again, these are, let me just focus first on this, if you don't mind. What the Rambam says over here, Vishmoti Shaveya. So, that's a Pasuk Chumash, a Pasuk in Dvarim, that the Torah says, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, also Savod, Uvo Sidbak, Uvishmo Tishaveya. So apparently, what do you see from that Pasuk? You have to read the entire Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk starts as Hashem Elokecha Tira, talking about Yirah Shamayim. And then the Pasuk goes on, and it says, also Savod. This is part of Avodas Hashem, Uvo Sidbak, Uvishmo Tishaveya. So you have to connect the different parts of the Pasuk, namely Uvishmo Tishaveya, is a function, or it's connected to mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Avodas Hashem, and Dvekus Hashem. The Pasuk speaks about three different elements. It speaks about the Hashem Elokecha Tira, Yiras Shavayim, and then it speaks about also Sabbat, Avodas Hashem, and then Uvol Sidbak, Dvekus Hashem, and the upshot of all this is Uvishmo Tishaveah. Now the Uvishmo Tishaveah is connected to these three components of the Pasuk. It's connected to Yiras Hashem, to Avodas Hashem, and to Dvekus Hashem. So the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban, now going back to Sefer HaMitzvahs, you probably will not be able to read it because the print, again, even though I spoke about what I did last time, which was, I mentioned I would, but I couldn't find a large Rambam, and so I just simply went back to my small Rambam, which I always go back to. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban is massing on the Rambam. He said, there's no separate mitzvah u'bishmo tishaveah. This is Ramban Chumash, but the Ramban much more barichos here, Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's no separate mitzvah called u'bishmo tishaveah, a mitzvah by itself. It's an azara. That's what I think, I thought you were saying, Rabbi Yasker. Not to be nishba b'shem av azara. As the Rambam, we just saw a moment ago, not to somehow see the way the Rambam has in Perek Aleph of the Zora, that Avraham Avinu, that when he came to Hakara,
everything else.
What?
To
exactly. They were worshipping the sun and the stars and all the constellations and the astral bodies, assuming that they were obviously functionaries who were carrying out the Ratzon Hashem, but they became, at the end of the day, deities by themselves. That's what the Rambam, so the Rambam, the Ramban says that there's no mitzvah b'shmo tishaveya. The halach is, it's also l'shava b'shem Avodah Zarah, it's also l'shava b'shem Hashemesh, b'shem Hayareach, all these, and at best, the Ramban says, there's a reshus, l'shav av Hashem, l'zariz esatzvah b'mitzvahs. And the machlokes of Rishonim here, as I said to you, that I see different deos in Rishonim, whether this is, as I said, a heter,
or it's a bit more than a heter, a mitzvah, and perhaps even a chiyah. But according to the Rambam Shita is there's a mitzvah of a mishmot yishavei. And the Ramban takes issue with that. That's what he writes here. Baruchas, I don't know if you want me to read a bit of the Ramban. Would you mind if I read the print, even though it's slightly on the microscopic side? Is that all right? On page number 7. A very famous Ramban. The Ramban also in Chumash, but here is very marich, much more so than what he does in Chumash. And we'll see, the Ramban is going to make a suggestion that this is a reshus, that it's something which is an option that we have, to swear b'shem Hashem, k'dei lezariz etzatzmeinu b'mitzvahs. We want to energize ourselves to do mitzvahs. So according to Ramban, it's maybe a kiva mitzvah of what? Ubal sidbak. There is such a kiva, that's how he writes in Chumash also. Ubal sidbak, there's a mitzvah lidovik b'shchina, and there are many ways to be mekayim dveikus b'Hashem. Another way of being mekayim dveikus b'Hashem, ubal sidbak, to be dovik b'tamini chachamim. To be dovik, dovik Yisrael, that's also a mitzvah ubal sidbak. That's another manifestation of how one fulfills this mitzvah. And even al yidei shvua, Lizari is as atzma of mitzvahs, but it's not a mitzvah with an atzma. So now I'm going to read the Pesach of Harab. Everyone see what I'm reading? The mitzvah shviyas, hishin stavinu, lishova b'shmo, hu amor yisala b'shmo tishoveh. Kvar amur perek rishon, mitzmura, minayin shen ishboin, lakayim isa mitzvah shilema b'shmo tishoveh. V'ani tom abdi b'yarab. Shalomu came the gemara tmura, el al derech habikuach, v'akusha. Shal yuchokrim, in neso shvuas emes. B'shmo yizbarach v'yisala v'yipasuk d'yiras Hashem ha'nichbod v'anora v'yomer kiksi v'hafle v'hifle Hashem b'nishba shvua semes v'yishivu shvua semes sh'aryo d'chsiv shvua Hashem t'yeh ben shneem od chok v'eimo l'ofis daito sh'balabayis av'milk oloki klomar sh'etia shvua Hashem imuteres l'ofis daito sh'balabayis av'yilok al shvua semes sh'nishba me'atzmo shvua zbitui v'yishivu kroa achrina b'shmo tishoveya. Now the three lines in the bottom. Shenemar, nishvati v'kayem alishma mishlei tzidkecha ve'yishivo. That refers to hahu mivol sidbag nafka. Ushmoti shavei lomali. He made a winyan l'shuas adayonim. The nafkli m'shuas Hashem. Today a winyan l'shuas the alma. This sharyon. There's a mokom to take such a shua for the purpose of zrizus. Yimeinu inyam l'shuas ha-mitzvahs d'nafka mivol sidbak. So then, t'neu l'shuas d'chol. V'amizbor b'zeh. Here's the top line where he summarizes his position. The Ramban. V'amizbor b'zeh she'en ha-shua b'shmo b'es ha-tzorech chayvo mitzvasei. Against the Ramban. Ram holds tzachiv mitzvasei u'b'shmo tishoveh. And the Ramban disagrees. Al b'rushusi v'yodeinu im t'noyim rabin. V'akos v'zeh einu mitzvah ela rushus. Shalok, did we arrive? That's a famous machlokes.
But the stira the Rambam. Because the Rambam in the Hafla says in the Hashivos, Mudjalad and Lishalat.
That's it. Which Rambam are you referring to now? What page?
Page 6.
Sorry, 1 second. Okay, Mudjalad and Lishabal and Mitzvah Lasesa, the Zariz is Atzmel. The Ram there used the Lashon,
which is consistent with our Gemara.
Right.
Gemara is Shari.
Right, that's Gemara Shari. That's a dig, by the way, the Ramban. Shariyon is based on the Gemara. Shari Lev Inish, the Zuzi Nafshi. So you're saying that Mutar is in Hushet Sivanu, the Shabbat Mishmo, Kishin Isach, the Kayim Dovam Yadvar. So on this Kasha that is asked by the Mefarshim. In general, the rule of thumb is when there's a quote unquote stira between the Ram and Mishnah Torah, and the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, we paskin like the Mishnah Torah. Hazeh Shteim Shach in Yerudea, and in general, the Mishnah Torah was written B'Lashon HaKodesh, Sefer Mitzvahs was written in Arabic. It was written in Arabic, and therefore, this is a translation, and there's a whole deal. There are many stiras that the Shach has between Sefer Mitzvahs and Mishnah Torah, and his Machuya, we always pass like Mishnah Torah. Okay, but the language, you're right, it seems to be an outright stira. And the way the Ramban interprets it also, for sure, he interprets the Rambam as saying that it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. And the Ramban himself says that, I'll just read the next part of the Ramban also, I'm in the second column now, v'chein ubo sidbak, you see that in the third line, again on page number 7, on the
left-hand side, the right-hand column of the left-hand side. V'chein u'bo sidbok, mitzvah she'nishba b'shmo l'kai mitzvah v'yisal l'hazim min averes, omas Hashem l'kech atira, v'chol inyan ha'yira v'apachad, shol taski shmo l'batola, v'osa tavod, v'asi yasa mitzvah z'bo sidbok, she'medabik nafshecho mitzvah v'lavodosom, v'chozu osa eilav, b'shvuos v'nedorim l'kaim chetzucha v'yeshcha v'shus l'yishova, b'shmo l'kaim kol dova. And then it goes on. The kafal oy mitzvah b'inyan hadveikus. Amar la'avos Hashem alokeich l'avos v'chol drachol v'davka bo. V'men adoshu b'sifrei hidavik v'chacham v'talmidem. That's another way to obviously come to this is by attaching yourself to talmidei chacham. V'yod amru sham l'mol divrei agoda. Shem itav divrei agoda. Tamakim misham v'hoy olam u'mizdabek b'drachol. V'aklal sheyirtu b'dveika azo sheyizchab l'chachamim. The yilmod hachochma samoilos the abba as Hashem lalechet bedrocha the abba bisham bedrashim chalukim b'shnei apsukim ba'elu lo nosna lo nitno bo sidbok mitzvah achaz l'dovka bo mitzvah acher not two separate mitzvahs abo nimna mitzvah achaz l'dovka bo yisale b'chol mene advika. So that's a shirik tasor Ramban. There are many ways of being dovek in Hashem is barach. One way is to be dovek Tamnei Chachamim, and there are other ways as well. But basically,
so you agree that there is a mitzvah, just not from
the
source.
Oh, exactly. The Mokar is a different Mokar. So basically, the Rambam is counting at least in Sefer HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of the Atzma, and the Ramban does not, you could say, does not disagree. Others say he does disagree. The big machlokes among the Pashani HaRamban. But anyway, it comes out that, now going back to what I said a moment ago, a few moments ago, that according to the Rambam, the Chalos HaShvua, the Zuzi Nafshei, what's the Mokar? What's the Mokar for this, for the Shavua of Sinai? So the Mokar is the Pasuk in Nitzavim. There the Torah says, Li'avrecha bivris atem nitzavim hayom kuchem le'ashem alokeichem v'sheichem shifteichem zikdeichem shodrechem kol ish Yisrael tapchem v'sheichem v'gerach Hashem v'kar v'chamecha v'chote v'itzech ha'shoy m'mecha li'avrecha bivris Hashem alokecha u'v'yolosa. That's the Pasuk. Le'avrecha bivris Hashem alokecha. And that's the Gemara in the Dorim. There's a Gemara in the Dorim like that. And Daf, also it's in Chavtes, in the Dorim here. I think it's in Chavtes. The Gemara in the third Perek. Is it in Chavtes? I knew it's in Shavuos for sure, but it's in also in Masech Shavuos in the... Oh, I have to get a Masech Shavuos. Can I trouble you? Just Masech HaShavuos. I think there it's more explicit. There the Gemara discusses this pasuk that whenever the Gemara refers to a Shavua, Mushba Ben Hasina, again, as I asked you, where was that Shavua? So that pasuk is the pasuk that Chazal cite. I thought it was here on Chavtes, but it's in Lamed Vav, in Shavuos, for sure. What?
That wasn't
okay, so I'm getting to that in 1 second. So here, thank you. Here on Lamed Vav, the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Uvalasa. What other pasuk is there? Where do you see the Shloshim Shvua? On that Lamed Vav and Aleph. I mean, the Gemara has other suggestions here as well, but this pasuk is the only one that indicates. The Gemara calls here. The Gemara speaks about Olo Sheyeshi Mashvua Minayin La Olo Sheyeshvua. The Gemara has a whole Asek that Olo is a Shvua, and that pasuk seems to be the pasuk that substantiates this idea of Nishba Ba'ome Mushba Ba'ome Bahar Sinai. What other pasuk is there? Where else do you see Olo Sheyeshvua with reference to Matan Torah? I mean, I'm just saying that I mean, what you see is that a person can go ahead, and this seems to be the upshot of this Gemara, that a person can go ahead, Rav Gidol, and a person can take a Shua and somehow make a new Krisas Bris for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on mitzvahs. That's what a person, that's what seems to emerge here from the Rishonim. I mean, just like it applies to a tzibur, I mean, atem nitzav mayom kuchen. So that refers to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The chiddush of Agamar is that even a yochid can do it. Even a yochid can also somehow consummate this new krisas bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you, what does the pasuk say over there? Ki es asher yeshno po yimanu emin hayom v'ashem elokeinu v'es asher einenu po yimanu hayom. And that's where the famous Rashi comments over there that the Torah is addressing a yochid. Ki atem vidatim v'esher hashavnu v'yaretz mitzvayim v'esher hashavnu Eretz Agoyim Asher Avartim, Vatu Shikutzeim, Vesuleim, etc. Peyesh Pachem, Isha, Isha, O Mishpacha, O Shevet. Now we're talking about the Chidim. Asher Levav, Aponu, Ayom, Minu, Hashem, Elokeinu, Lachis Lav, Vesulei Agoyim, Ayim, Peyesh Pachem, Peri, Sherish, Peri, Vav, Shulana, Vayu, Bisham, Os Dibri, Ha'ola, Azois. Dibri, Ha'ola, Mizbarech, Bilvav, Aleim, Asholom, Yeli, Ki, Bishri, Slibu, Eilech, Leman, Sveis, Arav, Zatzmeya, Lo, Yove, Hashem, Sleach, Lo, Ki, Oz, Yashan, Av, Hashem, Bikinos, Abu, Ishau, Rav, Tzobo, Kol, Ha'ola, In fact, Rashi and all the Rishonim, what's going on here? A Yachid diverts. A Yachid steers from the course. And all Klal Yisrael is punished? So that's the Gemara Sanhedrin with Arevus. Rashi quotes it right there on the spot. Klal Yisrael Arevus El Azeh. No, we cross the Yarden, so now we have an Achrayus, an obligation to make sure that every single Jew fulfills the mitzvahs. But again, I'm just saying that somehow this Shavua of the Zuzei Nafshi that the Gemara quotes over here, what's the Mokra for this Shavua? So the answer is the Mokra for this Shavua again is this, according to what we're reading now, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Bishmo Tishaveah. I think if I'm not mistaken, and I didn't look it up, but I have to actually see, but I'm fairly certain that one of the issues that the Ramban here talks about, the Ramban defends the Bahag, because the Bahag counted in his Sefer HaMitzvahs the Brachos of Klolos of Har Grizim and Har Evo. He counts as a mitzvah ledoros. You know, the Bahag has thousands of mitzvahs. That's where the Rambam went to town against the Bahag. Well, he forgot the Gemara at the end of Marcus. Tayag mitzvahs never the Moshe Nisina, and no one takes that in a literal kind of way. And the Ramban defends the Bahag. He has thousands of mitzvahs. So among the mitzvahs he has are the Brachos of Klolos, the Har Grizim, and Har Evo. And the Rambam in the third Shorish, Rambam the Shorish HaShlishi, Sefer HaMitzvahs, there the Rambam attacks the Bahag, that it's only a mitzvah l'shor, not a mitzvah l'doros, but I think the Ramban in Shorash HaShlishi. Okay, I see you don't trust me, so one second. What? I'll read to you Ramban in the third Shorash. The Ramban, the Bahag counts this Hagrizim Harevo business.
As what?
As he claims that it's a mitzvah l'doros. What's the nature of that mitzvah l'doros? What is that? The Bahag. Here it is. Sherish HaShlishi. I'm reading the Rambam. That's how I know the Bahag. Ubabu HaSherish HaZeh Ein Roi Limnois Brachos of Klolos Shedestabu Begizim Ve'Evo, which the Bahag counted. So the Rambam is out to essentially contend against the position of the Bahag. Oh, I lost it again. Just one second. So that's what he writes here in Sherish HaShlishi. And the Ramban over there, of course, defends the Bahag. Let me find the Ramban.
We do count them as a mitzvah?
The Bahag in Minyan HaMitzvahs counts the brachos of Klolos, of Hagrizim and Harevel as a mitzvah l'doros.
All the Arurim and all that?
Correct. And the Rambam says, what is he talking about? It's only the Shah. That was clearly for provisional. It was only for that moment. It was not the Dori Doros. And the Ramban now defends the Bahag. Here it is. Umano Pasha's Brachos of Klolos. Look how the Ramban defends the Bahag. Shehi Kabbalah, Shekibla Aboseinu Aleim Bialzarim, Lidoros, Hatorah Kula, Bifrat Ubichlal, Dikiblu Osa Biolo Bishwa. Harab Yunitz, you hear what the Ramban says? Rabakas, you hear what he says here? And those, even the Maisa Mitzvah of Brachos of Klolos of Hagrizim was only Noeg Lashah, only for that period of time. But it's Roy Lim Noisam, according to Bahag, that the Ramban defends. Why? Because it's Chal HaDeres. This bris of Brachos of Klolos is Chal HaDeres. Wow. By the way, what's the difference between the Krisas bris of Kaf Alem HaGigigis of Sinai and that which the Ramban is talking about of Har Grizim and Har Evo? The answer is that there in Har Grizim and Har Evo, there was no Kfias HaGigigis.
They said amen.
That's right. They said amen to each one. Mashenkin over here by Sinai, there was Kavalim Hagigis, Gemara Shabbos there, Gemara Peches. There they had no choice. They had to be Mekayim, the Bris and the Shua, because Mushboim, Mipi Achirim. How is Ma'arevo? As you said, the answer, Amen. They were Mekabel Mirtzonenu. Chal Yisrael, Mekabel Mirtzonenu, Hatov. That Bris, that Shua, of Mushboim, Mipi Atzma. And that's a Chilik. That Bris of Hasina is Mushab Pi Achirim, and Kofel and Hakigigis. Mashenke, the Bris of Hagrizim, some minutes said, they answered Amen, and it was Mushba Mipi Atzmenu. And therefore, that's number one. Number two, there's another distinction that I think our salvation said this once, that the Bris of Sinai is essentially Kili Kol Haaretz. Torah has universal applicability. It's not limited to one geographic locus. It applies universally. Kol Haaretz Kula. Mashenk and the Bris of Hagriz and Harebo is Mesiachis to Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Bris Haaretz. I've said drashas on this in the Harav Yazgir Shlita, in that Sefer of drashas. Fear drashas. Yichab das geheld in Yiddish. My father took me in the 60s to all those conventions. Anyway, so he said... Yeah, it's translated to Hebrew.
No, I'm talking about the Bris. It's Kibbu
Kibbu. Oh.
That's
the whole
question of Kibbu.
No, he said.
There's a Medrash.
Yeah, yeah, that's a famous Medrash. Oh, Murray, think of Medrash. The Rav read that whole Medrash. One of the Shurim, he read the entire Medrash. That whole Medrash, Tanchum and Pashas Noach. Murray, think of Medrash. About Torah of Alper, how it's acquired, and the like, etc. So, but I'm saying that the argument here is that there's a distinction between the two Brisos, the one in Hagriz and Ha'evel, and the one in Hasinai, one is based on Kafal and Hakad Giges, Mushma Pi Acherim. This is Mushma Pi Atzmenu. And the second distinction, as I said, one relates to Kili Kol Haaretz, Mashen came. By the way, that's also the Mashmo, so the Psukim in Dvarim, that relates Dafka Teretz Yisrael. Follow Yisrael going to Teretz Yisrael, that's the whole Sefer Dvarim. And that's why the distinction between the two descriptions of Matan Torah, the one that's found in Yisrael, the one that's found in Vashanim, there are many Chilukim, I wrote a whole Shikul Torah about this. It will be found in the second volume of Shai Lavi, Mitzvah Hashem. But anyway, the...
What's the Parsha Samoadim?
What was that?
Parsha
Samoadim. Parsha Samoadim, exactly. Very good. But I'm saying the Rassalation always was into Bris Ovos, namely Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, which is obviously Chal B'Ikah B'Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, for sure. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he never entered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but I'm only... All this is simply to indicate this Ramban, who defends the Baha. The Baha counts Hagrizim and Harevo, and has Ramban interpreted, he calls it Kabbalah Shekibu Abelseinu Aleihem V'alzarim L'doros HaTorah Kula B'frad V'chlal V'kibu also B'ola B'shua. So even though it was only Noeg Beis HaShoah, why can you count it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Bahag? It's Chal L'doros. This Bris, the Brachos of Klaus, is Chal L'doros, according to Ramban. And maybe the Nafkamina would be this Gemara in the Dharma, Nafches Shor L'Inish Lezuzi Nafshe. I mean, someone who's mekabel upon himself a shua, Lezuzi Nafshe, that's a kiyam amitzvah of what? Of a krisas bris, a brachos and klolos, for a yochid. Not just the din of krisas rabris for a tibur, also din of krisas bris for a yochid, who's now mekabel upon himself this bris, by virtue of the, by virtue of what he did.
I understand, that's not the pashtas that the brachos and klolos are chal there?
But it's, the pashtas is chal for a tibur. Not for a yochid. The way the Ramban, the way I'm interpreting the Ramban now, or the way I'm interpreting the Gemara here in the Dharma, Dav Ches, that a yochid can also do it. A yochid can also join this krisas bris, and that's why the Bahag is counting this l'dorei doros. Kibul abuseyim aleim yalzarim. Okay, the Ramban, the way he interprets it, it's a din on the tzibur. But here the chiddush is in our Gemara Dav Ches, it applies even to a yochid.
But you're saying that the Ramban, depending on the Bahag, that it's counted for shavuos.
Yeah. Correct. I tell you the truth that now I'm reminded of another Gemara. There's a Gemara in the Dharm here. You probably are familiar with this Gemara. And Gemara in Daf. And Daf Tezvav. This is a very famous Sugyim, Sochim, Megillah. The Gemara has a Braisa, and Daf Tezvav and Aleph. Gemara has a famous Braisa. It's a question of what the gather of this is. The Gemara says, and about 10 lines up from the bottom, V'hatanya dvarim ha-mutarim v'achirim nogu v'me'isa. I'ator ha-shoi l'atirim b'fneim sh'nemar lo yachil dvaro. That's the din, it's called l'aloch and sh'chonoch. that if I have a... This is the makor for a minat tov requires hataras nedarim. This is the makor of this gemara. Often is quoted. Dvarim hamutarim, v'achem nogam av iser, yatar asher, latirim bifneim. Because ki'ilu kibum aleim b'neder. That's a Kabbalah b'neder when a person accepts the question of what's called a minat tov. But the problem is that... probably. How else do you understand the Atiram Bifneim Al Gasugya? That talks about
not being knowing
that. No, being matri, as you said. The problem is that the whole Parsha Matras is based on Hafla. Ish ki yafli, lindor neder nozi lahazil Hashem. And Lashin, the Dharam, of course, is all based on Lashin, all based on Hafla, which is Chuvah Ma'akeh. So how is this Kabbalah's mitzvah chal without a hafla, without a... now I'm just thinking out loud. How is it chal without a hafla, mifureshes? So the answer is that it's not chal bidin shuos in the dorm. That's the parshin matos. That's what Asolachik assumed, I think. There's two separate dinim. There's one halacha of hafla, that's the parshin matos, ishki after lido, then the nozal hazel Hashem. And this is a new din of krisas bris, a new halacha that can be chal based on Ubishmoti Shavaya. And this hafla is not ma'akev. So they see that a neder is chal, a kai mitzis, the kumbaseh. But it's based not on the Parshin Matos. And I assume that, by the way, the Rambam, did I Zirak said Rambam, Hilchot Zadarim, I don't remember. Is there a Rambam here, Hilchot Zadarim? In Perakal of Hilchot Zadarim, there's a Rambam. In Perakal of Hilchot Zadarim, maybe not. What was that? Yeah, exactly. That's what we said. Based on that's not here, but in Hilchos Nedarim there's a Rambam who says if he quotes that other Gemara, Home of the Chavero, Nashkin Benishne Perek Zeh. The Gemara here, Daf Ches also. So what's the din? Neder Godol Nodar Adol Kegi Yisrael. So it's a neder. He didn't use the Lashon Neder. Neder is based on Hafla. There's no Lashon Neder here. What's the Lashon Gemara? Homer, Nashkim, V'nishne, Perek Zeh, on the bottom of the page.
But it's Ha'omer. It's not just...
Ha'omer.
It's just that... But it's not... It's just like... But this is about knowing.
But it's not a... this also is not a Lashon Hafla. And also you see that Nidrei Mitzvah is Chal B'Kabbalah V'Alma V'Kum B'Aseh, because it's based on not the Parshin Matos. There are two Parshas here. One is a Parshin Matos, a Parshin Hafla. And now we're talking about another Pasha. This goes back to how Grisim and Arevo, and goes back to, I said, Krisas Bris. By the way, now, one second, look at this other din. One second. Halayim el Chavero Nashkim, middle of the page. There are three halachas here. I'm talking about now the middle halacha. Omer Abgidl Marav. Abgidl came up with three dinim. The second din. Omer Abgidl Marav. Halayim el Chavero Nashkim, Menishna Perek Zeh, all of the Hashkim. What kind of halach is this? Shenema, Vayomer Elai, Ben Adam, Kum Tse Alabika, Vishama Daber, Veitse Alabika, Vineshan Kor Hashem Omei, the psukim that I mentioned in Yecheskel. What kind of halach is that? What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Vizim Magdim and the Mitzvah, that's the Gemara. Gemara Yuma, Gemara Psochim, Vayashkim Abba Mabokia. What's he telling you here? So the Rav said on this that this also is that din as well. Hanichnas libris in HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala mitzvahs. A person is entering a bris with Hashem Yisbarach regarding mitzvahs. All of his dares be mitzvahs. It's a din in kiyum bris. That's what the Gemara here is saying. The truth is that Rashi, I mean, there's a Rashi over there, Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Shmos, I think. And the Rashi, my father, so was very bothered by this Rashi. In Shmos Yutes, Vayomer Elam Hayun Nechonim Al Tikshu Elisha. Vayi Vayom Hashishi B'yos HaBoker, says Rashi. Melamed shehiktim al yodom, ma she'ein derech baso vadom v'asos kein, she'arav mamtin the Talmud, v'chein matzino kum tse'el abiko. The same pasuk that the Gemara quotes here on the Avches is quoted by Rashi here in Chumash. What does Rashi mean here? You hear the Rashi? Rashi in the Yisro, where it says here, "Vayi bayom hashishi b'yos habokin na'agdama tamat Torah." Vayi calls the Bokin. Moshe tells the people, "Hey, you nechol m'shoshes yomim." Vayi bayom hashishi b'yos habokin. Says Rashi, "Melamit shehikdim al yodom." Mashein derech basav adam vasos kein sheharav mamtin l'talmid. I don't know what that means. I do it every day. But anyway,
it's not
what?
It's not
Beseder, correct? I always cite this Rashi that I never came late to Shia, came out of my entire life. How's it possible? I never missed one Shia of Rav Soloveitchik except one time that I mentioned. I went for many, many years, never missed a Shia, never came late. Not possible. Now you have a meeting. It's a Rashi. How could the Rebbe wait for the Talmidim? Never heard such a thing.
So, why from Yavon Mizakai?
Right. Yep. And why was that?
He ruined it for all the time.
So what's the kavon of this Rashi? The chaymatzinu kum tzeyal abika. Rashi quotes the end of the pasuk too. V'alkom v'etzeyal abika. V'inei sham kvar Hashem omei. Why was that?
He was invited and he was there.
So anyway,
Hayotzi. He was invited.
Okay, but I'm just saying, Hayotzi Mikol Dvareinu, that by Matan Torah, we have here that Kitalmid, Hamakdim, the Kaba, Pnei Rabba, Umamtin Lo, so too Hanishba, the Gemara here in the Durham, Hanishba, the Kaimis HaMitzvah, is Mekabal upon himself a bris, Ala Teira, Vamitzes, and in effect he's being Koveya, Moed, to meet with Hashem Yisbarach, all of the Hashkim, with his Dares, the Moedzeh. That's the analogy between the two, the Gemara here, and the Avches and the Rashi in Chumash. So, by the way, this also reminds us of the Gemara in Brochus, namely, B'shar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bavis Hakneses, V'lo Motze Ba'asora, doesn't find 10 people, Miyadu Koyes, the Gemara in Davov, in Brochus. Ribbono Shel Olam, right away, goes into Kas. My father, B'shalom, was never late for a minyan. He came a half hour earlier. Never came late to a minyan. Never heard such a thing. I can't say I'm in the same ghetto, but my father couldn't be masik how someone come late to a minyan. Okay, since I'm already on this agadic mode, so there's a Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, that I did Zirak this over here, and Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. This I heard in the Tshuva Drasha from Rav Soloveitchik. I think it's the last Rambam here, no? Oh, it's a little... I did it for my Rambams, and I did even Zirak it properly. Okay, just fold it over. But you can get more or less get halacha base. Don't mind all the writing. I just have aras and my ramams. Anyway, so here in Perek, base halacha base. Maya Tshuva. The famous kasha that all the achrenim ask on the Rambam. Maya Tshuva sheyazav achetti chetov yasir machshavtov yigma b'libo shol yaseiro v'chein yisnachem al she'ovar. And here comes the keter b'yalom. Crack the belt. What does that mean? What's mit bechira? The Ram has in his tshuva. Several prokim devoted to bechira. Without bechira, there's no tshuva. And now we're getting Hashem is barach. Yodelov yodeh v'lecha mishe es tekashe. Look on the bottom. I xeroxed it. I underlined it, I think. Yes, I did. Melech HaMishnah affect them kasha. Many ask the kasha in the Rambam. So he writes over here, the Melech HaMishnah, V'yeshlomah de pirusho kach, she'b'sho she'hu osa tshuva, tzorch she'yekabal al da'ei, la'ashem izbarach shalu yashu l'zeachei la'ilam, hu al derech v'yoid oli es ha'shamayim es ha'oretz. And then he says further, v'oi la'ashelu l'shem es ha'tachlis, Hashav, lo kachas lo zakat shbaruch day. What's he needed for? Correct. Exactly. Many say like that. Right. Correct. To a point. Loshin kind of minui. I mean, why can't you have a kabbalah? He's mekabel. They know the ben atzmo. What does he need to? Yodel love your dad talumos. Hashav zachid loyva.
Madrega in Kabbalah.
So Rav Soloveitchik said in one of his Jewadoshes the following, which to me is a little bit over the top. He said, this Rambam, that someone who does tshuva and is mekabel upon himself to mekayim nitzis properly, essentially, he's taking Hashem's barach as an aid, kimo nishba ala mitzvah lekayma. The etzem haskaras Hashem with the avtocha takes the avtocha and makes it into a shvu al pidin. Yeah, exactly. It means kabbalah sa'ashov, the fact that he's mekabel the shov, the one who's doing tshuva, to mekayim a mitzvah is not just tam haftocha, it's a haftocha b'shvua. And who's the aid on this haftocha? Ribbono shel Olam. He's an aid on that haftocha because he's nishba b'shem, mekayim a mitzvah. That's what he's doing. I mean, what does he need a shvua for? I'm not sure. So that's when the Rav said that every Jew has two kedushas. That's one of the Rav's favorite. There's a kedushas avos that comes as a yerusha, midor the door, and there's a kedusha that I have on my own. I mentioned this already many times. Rashi in Dvarim, the pasuk occurs twice in Chumash. That the pasuk occurs first in Parshas Re'eh, and then also earlier in Veschanim. But there's one difference in two pesukim. Ki am kodesh ato Hashem elokecha uvecha bacha Hashem liyosol yam segula mikol am asher al pnei adama. So one pasuk has above uvecha. So Rashi comments over there and Re'eh uvecha bacha Hashem. So Asalvesi said a whole shia a number of times that what do we see from that Rashi? Rashi says kedushas atzmecha me'avisecha ve'ei duvecha bacha Hashem. Tzvei dinim. There are two kedushas that every Jew has. One kedusha, kedushas atzmecha me'avisecha, that which I yarshin from my forebears. And secondly, v'cha bacha Hashem, I have my own kedusha. So Rav Soloveitchik said that these are the two krisas bris that we have. The one in Chorev, v'shas matan Torah, that Pasha Yisro Mishpatim, that's a bris avos. That kedusha goes be Yerusha midor the door. What was that? Okay, Akasha. But I'm just telling you, Akasha. Mashenke, the other bris, which is Pasha Nitzovim, no, that bris is of course v'lo yitchem levadchem anoichi karis habris hazois ki. What's it say? Es hashe yeshno po imanu amen hayom l'vnei Hashem alokeinu v'es hasher inenu imo po imanu hayom. So this is a different type of krisas bris. He wants on another occasion, maybe Rabbi Asker, you heard him on this too, based on these kedushas, he said, we have to, it wasn't afkamina between these two kedushas. So he brought another afkamina to aloche. Gemara says that, say, mumar shekidesh, how do we paskin? A mumar, apostate, someone who leaves religion, apostasy. So we paskin kedusha or kedusha. His kedushin is chal. Why should his kedushin be chal? And then he acts as a goy and what have you? The answer is, because kedushin is based on the first kedusha, on the kedushas avos. Yisrael bishachot Yisrael who. So the kedushin is chal. What about a mumah bringing a korban, a gemar chulin? That does not work. That's based on the second kedusha. Okay, he had all these kinds of very fascinating nafkaminas. But okay, anyway, I'm just simply indicating that this second bris, or this second kedusha that Rashi refers to is a kol yochid v'yochid, nihuk shel yochid, when a yochid is chote, he's pogging in that kedusha that's told in this bris, and essentially he's cutting himself off from the bris, this second kedusha as Yisrael. And that's why the Rambam has what we just mentioned a moment ago, the Baal Tshuva, is Koris the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs, and that's the pasuk that the Gemara here quotes in Daf Ches from Yecheskel, and that's the pasuk that is cited by the Lecha Mishnah over here as well, and takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an aid. And that also now explains something else. The Tosfos at the end of Megillah, the Gemara at the end of Megillah on the last daf, the Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that Ezra was Mesakim for the Kol Yisrael, that we read the Klolos of Brachos before, what does it say? Mishnah Torah, we read before Rosh Hashanah, so the Rishayim Mesakasha, I mean the Nisim Mesakasha, Nisim Goyim. So if that's the case, we should read Parshas Kisavo. Why do we read Davka Parshas Nitzavim? The answer is that Kisavo is a bris, is a hemshech, a bris sinai with Kol Yisrael. Elo dibri abris, ashatziva Hashem, as b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Moyav, b'nglad abris, ashakara sitam b'chayrev. Masha'en came here, Nitzavim already is a chiddush, that during this period of time, Aser Shemei Tshuva, Tzim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's a bris with each yochid, and we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an aid, in order that that bris should be established. And that's the Gemara here, in the Nedarim, in Daf Ches, where Rashi says, Zechov as mitzvah, lihishoba, lizuzei nafshei. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, it's not a chiva, but rather it's a reshus, or a matir, shari, as Rabbi Yaskin mentioned before, But Pasha is according
that's
to Rashi.
How you could reconcile this theory in the Rambam.
What?
That's how you could reconcile this theory in the Rambam.
Namely,
when the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs that it's a mitzvah,
right?
It means the mitzvah is a kiyum.
Like, right. That's what you have to say. But I think you're
in the
says it's like a, yeah, I think that's correct. That's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's what you have to assume according to the Rambam. That's basically, yeah, I hear that. I hear that distinction. Okay, I guess, Shane. It's not what I had in mind to do, but it ended up, that's what we did.